Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Una Kelly with you here on Drive Time this evening on this August Bank Holiday Monday. Now to the north, where Stormont's infrastructure minister is to appeal the decision of a Belfast court to overturn permission for the redevelopment of the A5. That's one of the biggest roads projects in Northern Ireland. And this comes after a Belfast High Court decision in June, which found in favour of landowners who had opposed the project, which would run through Tyrone and Derry. Well, RTÉ's Northern correspondent Conor McCauley has the details, and will also be here hearing from Niall McKenna, the chairperson of the A5 Enough is Enough campaign group, in a moment. But first, Conor, can you just talk us through this appeal? Was it expected?
Good evening, Una. I think it's fair to say that, yes, it was indeed expected. In July, the month after that High Court decision that you referenced in the introduction there, the Infrastructure Minister, Liz Kimmins, flagged her intention to appeal. The difficulty she had at that point was that she needed executive approval to proceed. So today she announced that she has now secured that. Papers are being lodged at the Court of Appeal, were being lodged at the Court of Appeal this afternoon, and ahead of a deadline for doing that, which was this Friday. So we were close enough to the wire, I suppose, really. So what that means is that for the fourth time, this huge infrastructure project, the biggest infrastructure project in Northern Ireland's history, actually, it will be going back to the courts. And that's the fourth time that this project will have been assessed by the courts since it was first mentioned way back in 2007.
And Conor, has Liz Kimmins given any indication of what the grounds for appeal might be at this stage?
Well, the minister travelled to a place called Gervahi in County Tyrone, which is along the route of the A5, to make the announcement today. The appeal will have to be on a point of law that the judge in the lower court, in the Belfast High Court, erred in some way or other on a point of law or other aspect of his deliberation and decision. We've no indication yet what the grounds of appeal will be. As I say, papers are only being lodged at the court as Liz Kimmins was making the announcement in County Tyrone this afternoon. But she's only said a couple of things, really. She said that her officials have been working continuously on this since the decision in June to quash permission for the scheme, and that they're going to make a very robust case this time. I have to say it's going to have to be a robust case because, of course, as people may remember, the reason it fell in June was because the judges decided there was insufficient evidence that a £1.2 billion road scheme could comply with Stormont's 2022 Climate Change Act and its net zero targets. And that, I think, is going to be a tough bar to get over on appeal.
And Conor, if this appeal fails this time, how politically difficult is that going to be for the executive?
I think it's going to be very difficult for them. This is one of a number of what are called flagship projects of the Stormont executive. So it's a very important scheme as far as the executive itself is concerned. It also has the support of the Irish government to the tune of €600 million, because as well as the obvious improvements to the road in counties Derry and Tyrone, there are spin-offs to the entire northwest region, and that's why it's getting that large pot of money potentially from the Irish government. It is one of the most dangerous roads in Ireland. More than 50 people have been killed on it since the dual carriageway was first mooted way back in 2007. There has been, in more recent years, a huge level of expectation that those safety issues will be addressed. So it's important politically for the Stormont executive to build it. Of course, the irony is not lost on people that it's climate legislation drafted by MLAs that's holding it up. And there have been a succession of unforced errors by the infrastructure department, which lie at the heart of the number of successful court challenges. So reputationally, there's a lot at stake.
Conor McCauley, thanks for that. And we're also joined now by Niall McKenna, chairperson of the A5 Enough is Enough campaign group. Niall McKenna, you must be glad that the appeal is going ahead.
Good evening, Una. Yeah, look, we very much welcome the decision taken by the minister this morning. It was something that we had asked for. We had met with the department and the minister shortly after the June judgment, and we had pleaded with her really to put the appeal in. So look, we're thankful for today's decision, and it will come as a relief to the families of the victims.
And if this appeal is successful and the project were to go ahead, there would have to be some changes to it. Is your group concerned at the moment that it might not reflect their original plans?
We wouldn't be concerned about that. We don't see how the original scheme would be changing dramatically. Any attempts to, we've always said, you know, that any attempts to water down this project will fail because the road itself has a catastrophic mix of traffic on it. There's no part of the road that is safe. You know, it's not just, unfortunately, the potential to fix a few black spots. You know, the entire stretch of the road, if you look at a cursory map of where these accidents have happened, you know, they happen everywhere along the road. So a new offline scheme is the only answer here and the only solution.
And Niall, this has been a long, long running saga, and a legal process now will add more delays.
It will, you know, it's gone on nearly 20 years now. And the delay, you know, the one thing that we've always, you know, said is that is inevitable is further delay will lead to further deaths. You know, there's an average of somebody dying on this road every 3 to 4 months. So time is critical. And we would just like, you know, we would hope and pray that an appeals court will have, you know, a greater perspective, you know, because the judgment itself is quite chilling when you think that it accepts that delay will lead to more death.
Niall McKenna, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.